T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, you hear that?
Do you hear that?
What is that?
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
What is it?
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us on a weekending edition of Sports Daily. That makes it Friday, if my calendar is correct. Here's my buddy Paul Savage as we get to the end of the week in good shape. What's up, my friend? You ready to roll today?
I'm ready to go. I've just had my juice. I'm ready to roll. Good. You know, I feel good.
You got your Prairie Fire coffee in your cup. You're ready to go with cup one.
So I'm sitting right here. Hold on just
Mug
a second.
One.
Hold on just
Mug
a second.
Mug one.
Here you go. Hold on. There you go. That is proof there. To our listeners.
Nicely done.
I drink what I talk about.
How are you today? Everything going okay?
Oh, fine. Yeah, I just we had some adventures at Wichita Community Theater, and it was all over television. Uh-oh. Oh, copper guys, copper thieves. You know, some guys came in and took some copper off our air conditioners. They got what the pros tell us is they got $30 worth of copper that's going to cost the theater $3,000. Can you believe that, Bruce Hurdle? I mean, I'll tell you what, go get a job, for guys' sakes. That would be my first advice, I guess. But anyway, what a mess.
Guys ripping off copper from an air conditioning system.
That's it. Bingo. Isn't that something? What can I tell you, Ben? It's been an interesting couple of days in the world of theater for me. And, of course, in the world of sports, we've also got all kinds of things going on with head football coaches, you know, resigning, 2 weeks before kids report. And we've got running backs being released from jail. We've got what an interesting couple of days this has been since you and I.
O.J. Simpson's not a running back. We're not going to give O.J. Simpson. I don't know. Do we even need to talk? Can we get it out of the way quickly if we have to talk about O.J. Simpson? Really?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm a big believer of redemption. My question to myself that I've been asking. Well, wait a second.
You believe in redemption in the cases of someone that probably killed two people? I use the word probably. Only because he was acquitted in a court of law. Wink, wink.
Well, here's the thing.
All right.
You can see why I'm torn. You can understand why I am torn, because I believe in redemption, and I'm having to really push myself to do it. I mean, am I a believer of what I say? Am I a man of my word? And when I say I am something,
You are.
I mean, so do you understand the duality that I am facing right now? Do you understand the moral?
Explain to me the duality that you're dealing with right here.
One,
because I think O.J. Simpson, to me, I think there are certain people that cash in and revoke any right that they have to redemption by certain things that they do.
Oh.
In my opinion.
Well, that's deep.
I think that there's a line. There's a line there.
A line.
And when you cross that line, and that's not to make it sound like, you know, judge and jury. I think I know it when I see it. I think you know it when you see it.
Right.
I think most people tend to know it when they see it. To me, O.J. Simpson crossed that line 20-some-odd years ago. Mm-hmm. But whatever. So I don't know. If you're having problem, what are you having problems with?
Well, because I believe in redemption for everyone, and yet I'm not sure that this is a situation where redemption is worthy of the person that is requesting it, at least in my own mind and my own heart. So I'm having a problem with that. But here's the thing. You might as well get used to this, Bruce. You're going to start seeing a lot of O.J. He appeared in court yesterday. He was trim. Yeah. He was slim. He got a full head of hair. He's a handsome man. He's got chiseled features. You know, my Mariah's over here shaking her head. Yeah, that's right. OJ's the man. I mean, I can see that. You give me a hands up, Mariah. OJ the man. Yes, OJ's the man. So we're going to see a lot of OJ. What we have is a situation where
I really disagree.
And
you're ahead in this argument. You're ahead in this argument, and here's why you're ahead.
Why?
Was it on television yesterday?
Oh, my God, from start
to
finish.
Was it on television?
Broken down and everything.
Was OJ's hearing on television yesterday? And the answer is yes. Does it mean we're going to see a whole bunch more of OJ?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think a reality show is far off or something? Is that where we are?
And you know when it'll start? It'll start when he exits the gate to the prison. There'll be a camera there. There'll be a deal struck. There'll be a place. There'll be a filming crew that will document from the moment he walks through that gate. He is hugged by his daughter. And all of a sudden, boom, the juice is back. He will be stronger than ever.
Shame on us.
Well,
shame on us. Shame on us as a culture. Shame on us as a where do we go wrong? Where did we turn? Where was the turn in the bend that sent us this way? If that is really what we end up being, if that's really what ends up happening, isn't there something just incredibly crass and insensitive and just patently wrong about that?
I wish I could say that society was what you think it is, but it's not. It's about television. It's about ratings. It's about outdoing the other in perversion when it comes to these kind of reality shows. If the Kardashians, who to me are disgusting, can hit it so big and find fame. Oh, I just got a look of disgust from Mariah. You know something? Mariah and I are generationally challenged between the two of us. I want you to know.
Today.
Mm-hmm. But if the Kardashians can strike it big, become wealthy beyond belief, all off of being obnoxious and just being idiots, can OJ be far behind in this situation? OJ's fame, OJ's wealth, he hasn't seen it yet. But it's about to happen. In other words, in relativity to where he has been, and I'm talking at one point a Hall of Fame football player, another point a movie star, another point a person who became as famous for his endorsements, Bruce, endorsements as he did for anything he's done in his life. Who doesn't remember?
Except murder two people.
Well, there you go. I mean,
Can we just say the names? Can we say Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman?
Please, go ahead.
Can we just use that as the starting point for all things O.J. Simpson?
Right. All right.
It bothers me that lost in all of this, and not by the families I know who deal with this pain and this incredible sorrow every single day.
Correct.
I can only imagine, and my heart goes out to them. But can we just steer back to that and remember that first? Before we just get all out of control and I got to be honest with you. I think that I watched like everyone else.
You did.
The chase. I watched the trial. Yeah. I watched the whole nine yards. Yesterday? No, I didn't watch any of it yesterday.
Is that by choice or by schedule?
No, I have no interest. I have no interest in it whatsoever.
Fair enough.
Now, having said that, I was on the way, I was doing some errands yesterday, and it was on radio, and I did listen to 5 minutes of it.
Aha! Uh-huh.
I did listen to about five minutes of it.
Yes, I'll.
Although I didn't hear Simpson speak. It shows a bad side of us for our culture to be fascinated, interested, whatever the case, with O.J. Simpson. It's like, to me, I don't care. I don't care about O.J. Simpson. I don't care what happens to O.J. Simpson. I don't want him to hurt anyone else. That's what I'll say. I don't want anyone else to be hurt by this guy who's provided so much pain and agony for so many others in the course of his life, in my opinion. So that's where I'll leave it. You can take it anywhere you want. Will you watch an O.J. reality show?
I'm not a big reality television type of guy. Mm-hmm. The only television that I watched that in the reality genre is Big Brother, and I've been doing that for so long. And that started out as a joke just with some friends, and now I can't. But that's it. I don't watch I guess Hard Knocks on HBO, would you consider that a reality show or more of a documentary?
Yeah, it's contrived reality.
Well, it's not quite as contrived as a lot.
It's edited reality.
That might be the better way of putting it, yes. Yeah. So unless you count Hard Knocks, which I absolutely love, it's my favorite sports show on television, although I wish it was longer, it's just a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, it's not very long. But you get the point, is that I do not have a love or even a knowledge, because I've not seen hardly any reality shows. I watch American Pickers every once in a while, if that counts. I used to watch Pawn Stars, but it became so obvious it was contrite and staged, and everything was controlled. My God, it was horrible. But I guess other than that, no, I am not a fan. So, no, I will not watch OJ's reality show, whatever it is called, whatever the theme of the show is, and I don't know what that theme would be. Maybe it's OJ's comeback. Maybe it's OJ's day-to-day. I don't know what the thing, but I won't watch. I'm one of those guys that I will not watch it. I promise you that. I watched yesterday because it's that train wreck you got to watch. You got to look at it. I mean, you're driving by. You got to look at it. And I caught myself watching it because of that. So, yeah, I guess to say, what would I do? That would will I be a connoisseur of OJ? No, I will not be a connoisseur of OJ. So when you look at how this will transplay, but I could tell you this right now, as far as OJ goes, get ready, because there's going to be deals going to him right and left. Why? Because people are interested. People care. People want to watch this train wreck. He'll have so much. Listen, he may have one of the highest rated reality shows in history on the debut of whatever the show is entitled that will come out. But people will pay attention to him, at least at the start. Of course, it'll be up to him what happens with his life. If he plays it straight, if he plays it nice guy, maybe there will be less and less interest with regards to OJ. Although he is on parole. So there will be things that he can do and things that he can't do. There will be things that he can say, things that he can't say. His life will be regulated to a certain, at least around his life, with regards to making sure he stays out of jail. But maybe that's what people want to look. Maybe people want to see that. Maybe people want to follow this. But O.J. Simpson, based upon what has happened with his parole hearing, with the interest that all the media got, and by the way, you said it, Bruce, it was just television. Television was everywhere. It was everywhere. It was also everywhere on the internet. I happened to watch it on the internet. Was how I watched it, because you couldn't go to almost any sports website. And guess what was on, Bruce? Guess what was being broadcast live almost off of every website that I played with while that was going on? Well, they were carrying it too. So television, websites, it might have been one of the most covered hearings in the history of paroles. It could have been. It probably was probably the most covered hearing in the history of paroling. So anyway, it's sad, but you know what are you going to do? I mean, this is the world in which we live. This is where we are right now as a society, Bruce.
Well, I suppose it would be full circle if OJ ends up having some form of reality show in a sick and morbid sense. Since really the beginning of reality TV started on that chase, and then all of the subsequent coverage that followed it, because that was the first bit of really reality TV that we knew in our country. Really,
it might have been.
Get right down to it. And, I mean, it is. I mean, it was I mean, people that don't, I mean, that trial was, and Paul, I remember going through the months of that trial. You didn't miss a day. You were in the gym. It was on. Everyone was watching it. They might be doing their workout, but people had it on at work. I mean, you know, it was, everybody watched that trial. I mean, so I guess, I don't know. I just can't give the man any of my energy. I've got better places to spend it. That's where I'll leave
but,
that.
But Bruce, you're not the majority.
No, I'm just one.
You're just one guy. You're just one guy who knows what he likes, knows the value of your time. And by the way, I put a value on my time. I know you put a value on your time. We don't have enough of it, do we? That's part of the problems of our lives right now. We don't have enough time. And you're not going to be willing to spend a lot of that time watching a reality show with Odin. Now, I'll guarantee you will try it out. I remember when Terrell Owens had his reality show. You remember that disaster?
Never watched it.
I watched 10 minutes of the first episode. I said, what am I doing? I've got X amount of minutes.
I wouldn't even try out an OG. That's not even a question of I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. I don't have the interest. I don't have the curiosity. I wouldn't walk across the street to help this guy out. Let alone turn on a television set. It's not my deal.
Right.
So that's it. Let's get John in here at 869-1240 on the eye.
Let's get it
at Tad's Locker Room Hotline and get things going today. John, how are you, man?
Good morning, guys. I'd like to talk about one of the fantastic people in sports, and that being Phil Mickelson. Great act of generosity that he did for someone here in Kansas City. I've gotten to know Conrad Dubler over the past few years, and Conrad's wife had a terrible accident in their home, and which made her a paraplegic, unfortunately. Uh-huh. And they put Conrad into a terrible, terrible financial situation. And it was probably 5 or 6 years ago. Conrad was at a banquet in California, and he met Phil Mickelson, who was sitting at the table with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Conrad started talking of his wife and kids, his kids being in high school, and how the next situation was going to be financially for him. And a few minutes later, Phil heard all that. He approached Conrad a few minutes later and said, Conrad, here's a business card for my financial guy. Send all the bills for your daughter's education, your son's education, to him. I want to pay them all. Tuition, books, room and board, spending money. Phil paid every dime of that for his daughter to go to Miami of Ohio, and his son, Stephen, went to the University of Kansas. And his daughter, Holly, is now graduated from law school. So that's an amazing, uplifting story about sports and how the PGA was very kind to NFL football, if you want to put it that way. And to me, that's a very uplifting story about sports, which we're also interested in.
Well, you threw us a little bit of a curve, but that was a nice one to have, John, and thank you very much. By the way, Phil Mickelson will miss the cut at the British Open, sitting at 10 over par. Well out of it. But it's always good to hear, Paul. At the risk of biting the hand that feeds me, being in the television industry, we are guilty sometimes of this firing from the hip mentality, which you almost have to have in a 24-hour news cycle. You get it as you go and get the stuff out there. And more times than not, you hear about athletes or people in sports that have done that make you go, you wonder why. Ezekiel Elliott right now is a good example. It's not like he's done anything egregious, and but you hope that, you know, they get it figured out and understand the opportunity that they have, and there are other obviously much more serious things going, you know, that go on that we hear about and that that shake our faith a little bit. But for every one of those, I guarantee you, there are probably 10 or 15 stories, maybe not quite as extensive as the one that John told us, about athletes doing really good things with their wealth and their good fortune and their fame and their time and things of that nature. And we can't forget that. That's that because those are, that is giving back, and that is being and doing some good things. And Phil Mickelson is has been involved in some interesting things, especially with gambling and stuff like that over the years. But here's a great story of benevolence that that we should feel good about him for. And I appreciate John bringing it to light.
No question about that. And of course, Phil Mickelson has had his share of demons that he's had to fight off as well. And so, yeah, no, you're right. But it's interesting. We hear a lot more about the bad stuff than the good stuff. Isn't that the way of the human being, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean it is when you just when it's flash news, when it's a little bit more in depth and a little bit more thoughtful, then there are still I mean, I see them every single day. I mean, stories of people doing really good things for others, or doing good things for causes, or doing just good things for a city or a culture, or you know, or whatever the case may be. I mean, there's plenty of good going on in the world, and especially in the world of sports, as there should be, with the inordinate sums of money that are being made by people, sums of money that we all know no one really needs in the truest sense of the word needs to live on, by any stretch. So, yeah, I mean, if you can do good things with that kind of money, and you can be benevolent and can give back and make things better, why in the world wouldn't you? Anyway, all right, let me take a break, and then let's get to two things. Royals winning a big... Paul, the Royals scoring like all of these runs all of a sudden. I mean, didn't you sit there yesterday and say, wait a minute, can we parcel these out over the course of, in that case last night, like the course of, or yesterday, can we parcel this out over the course of the next week? They scored as many runs in a game as they would expect to score in a week.
Oh, you read my mind, big boy. You read
my
mind.
Oh, my gosh.
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah.
All right. Back to 500 they go. We're back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.